This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You feel you want to escape your own body, I bet, right?
I mean, like, that's that kind of thing. Like, if I could have, that point, I would have. Yeah, I would have, because it was it was brutal. But
brutal.
God kept, you know, like, my brother showed up and said, hey, man, we're going to go to a meeting. And I was like, man, I'm not, I don't feel good. He said, no, come on. And he made me go. And from that point on, it's like I started, you know, God was moving in me. I didn't know it at the time, but he started, you know, like the people that got placed in my life from that point forward, undoubtedly God put them there.
You married now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're a single guy.
Yeah.
How old are you?
44, going on 44.
Now, that's still young. And so you could still have a regular full life, because you remind me of my uncle when he was young, handsome young, the Irish guy, the blue eyes, you know, you're doing okay. You're slender. You got your facilities. You're a clear thinker. So, you know, who knows what God's going to do with you now if you stay on the right path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's got plans for you, because you could end up being a dad.
He's definitely got plans. You know, one of the things where the thing that led me up to finally, you know, coming over being like, God is real. The moment was.
Yeah, what happened?
I was about 18 months into my 12-step program, you know, sober. I did all the steps and I was telling, I had a spiritual awakening. I'm telling everyone. I don't think I didn't at that point.
You mean you were lying?
Not really lying. Like, my life had changed. AA had changed my life.
So you
and
thought
I
you had
at,
a spiritual experience,
yes,
but it wasn't as much as it was about to happen.
Yes, exactly. So I had been going I got involved very early on with the service work. And so I was just kind of living, and I started to get this thought in my mind that I need to start going to church. Now I'm 38, 39 years old. I haven't set foot in a church in 30 years probably at that point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I argued with myself back and forth for a few weeks. I ended up going to this church in the town I was living in. Didn't really like it. I just don't think I was ready. There was nothing wrong with the church. It's just like I was still fighting this battle inside of myself. I definitely at that point was feeling like a tug from God, but I didn't want to admit it. Honestly, I didn't want to admit it. But I didn't give up. So I ended up started hearing that song Oceans. Everybody knows that song Oceans. I didn't know it at
what
the time.
Is it?
Oceans from Hillsong United. It's a Christian song.
No.
Man, I'll tell you what, that song single-handedly like changed the course of my life.
Really? What's
God
it about?
Used,
what's the song about?
You know, just Spirit lead me. Basically.
Spirit lead me. That's the song.
Yeah, that's the song. So at this point, I don't know nothing about that song. I've never listened to Christian music. And I got in my car right when I was about to give up on going to church. And I'm like, man, F this. Like, that's what I'm thinking to myself. This ain't working.
Yeah.
So I started hearing clips of that song everywhere on social media.
The hound of heaven was after you, boy.
I'd hear it playing on somebody's car as they're driving by.
Amazing.
So, like, and I'm like, man, I kind of like, so I've played guitar since I was a kid. So music's always been big. But I'm like, man, I like this song. And I was mad at myself for liking the song, like liking a Christian
song. You were
song.
Mad at yourself for liking the song. You got a battle going on.
Yeah, I kept
hearing Paul said, Apostle Paul said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness.
And light and darkness.
So you got inside, you got dark spirits.
Yeah, because I was fully on the devil's side for most of my life, 100%. But that song, as much as I was mad that I liked it, I kept hearing it. And I'm like, man, I really like this song. And this was, we had had, I don't remember which hurricane it was, but I was living up like Flagler County. We had had a hurricane, and I went... So this, I'm going through this battle of, do I keep going to church? Kind of, I've been hearing that song, And I was up near Matanzas Inlet in St. Augustine, walking along the beach after the hurricane. And I happened, you know, I was like talking to God, but not. I didn't want to admit that I was praying, but I definitely was, because I was kind of at a point in my life where I was just like, yeah, I'll keep up with the 12-step thing I'm doing. But, yeah, I looked down, and I found a Morgan silver dollar in 1921.
Come on.
Morgan in the sand. All scratched up, you know, value-wise, not really worth much. I didn't think, I'm like, oh, man, I found a silver coin on the beach. I'm all excited, not thinking about it. I leave the beach, and it, 2 days later, I found this church that's, you know, one of the great recovery programs around. I found it for the first time, met this guy that I believe definitely God put him in my life for a reason. But the first night that I went, I hadn't met anyone in there. Nobody knew the story, everything I was going through, and he preached on the parable of the lost coin that night.
Oh, come on.
And then at the end of the service, Ocean started playing. Like, I'll get goosebumps now talking about it, but that's, you know, like, it hit me. I remember sitting in that church service bawling. I grew up crying, sign of weakness. I was bawling, and I didn't care who saw me. Like, I couldn't even control it. Like, I was just like, wow.
God took your heart of stone, gave you heart of flesh.
And flipped it. And from that moment on, I got real involved with that with that movement.
I gotta get to know that song now.
Yeah, it's, man, there's a specific version of it that every
Spirit
time
moment,
I, yeah, there's oceans. One, Hillsong United. I like the Of Dirt and Grace album of it.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, though.
Because they performed that.
It's called Oceans.
Oceans, yeah.
There's a church in town here called Oceans.
Yeah.
Oceans Unite.
Yeah, I know some guys that go there.
I had lunch with the pastor yesterday. The guy's a great guy, great human being.
That's
a real McCoy, and believe me, I don't trust humans.
I get it. I've got people like that.
And I trust him more than I've probably ever trusted a pastor. There's a few pastors around that I trust implicitly, but I got to check you out for quite a while before I trust human beings, because, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I mean, even my 100%. Best friend in the world, he got saved 6 months after I did, like 40 years ago. He said, look, I'm going to let you down, Rhett. I'm flesh, and you're going to let me down. Yeah. We're not, like, you and I become friends, you're going to let me down, I'm going to let you down. But you know what? We just keep on keeping on,
keep
right?
Keep on moving, yeah. I mean, yeah, God changed my life, you know, from that night on.
That's great.
From that moment on, there's been
times. I always
times,
think about you when I hear that song now, man.
Yeah, and I mean, he's used music to like get me more than once. I mean, there's another song, The Goodness of God, that Bethel Music does. And I heard that at a point in my life where that's another one. It doesn't matter where I'm at. If I hear it, I'll get teary. Goodness of God, Bethel Music. Yeah.
How's it go? Do you know?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot.
It's hard. Isn't it hard? It's hard to think of something. That's right.
But
Goodness of God.
Phenomenal. So I was hooked from that point on. And from that moment on, like, my life completely changed. You know, I went on to become manager of a men's discipleship house in Daytona. You know, guys that God put in my life, you know, telling me, hey, look, man, we can see, you know, God's hands in your life. Like, he's got a purpose for you. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I believe it. But inside, I didn't believe it. I'm thinking, like, man, ain't no way. There's just no way the stuff that I've done. I think that was.
Well, did you ever hear that song about the guy who says, if I was God, I'd tell you to get lost. I wouldn't be kind to you. It's something about Jesus. If I was Jesus, or Jesus wouldn't, or something. Or I forget the title of the song, but it's if I, you know, and that was so Jesus wouldn't. Jesus done it like that. Something like that.
Yeah. No, Jesus done it. You know what made me. I mean, now I know of what I'm saying. I look back at it like that. That is an example, like me, you know, and I've made mistakes, you know, since coming over,
I should
letting God back in my life.
Yeah.
Since I've found him, there's just no way to, I've been through too much. Yeah. I've survived too much to ever deny his existence.
Luke, can you mention that? Listen to me. So you were out on the streets. Let's talk man to man here. Jesus wasn't a wimp. Jesus was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Back when you had to carry the logs. This guy was a big, muscular guy. It even says he was not handsome, that we should notice him. This guy, who do you know right now in your life, anybody, that would take a bullet for you, that would die for you. So what I tell people, don't you see the plan? He establishes that they're sin. Then you all know that you are sinners. But the only way to get back is that people try to be good. Well, I'm going to be a Muslim or this religion or that religion. You got to die for God. And Christianity's only religion says, no. I died for you. All you got to do is accept it. Can you imagine, like right now, somebody started to shoot through this window, and let's say we knew each other better and I'm your good friend. And I said, well, I'm an older guy. You're only 44. I'm 71. I'm going to jump in front. I take the bullet for you and I die. I mean, then you say, well, boy, Rhett was my friend. Jesus, yep. Look at the way he was beaten and destroyed for us. I mean, talk about a masculine friendship.
What was that?
Man's
I
man.
Think, here's a Spurgeon quote. I don't know if I'm going to get it word for
Doesn't
word.
Matter.
Charles Spurgeon, love.
That's okay.
Uncle Charlie, hello, even though it's long before my time. But we say, Christ stood before God as if he were us, so we could stand before God as if we were Christ.
Wow.
That.
Say it again.
Christ stood before God as if he were us, so we may stand before God as if we were Christ.
And that's hard.
Because without him.
Oh, yeah.
Without him, we're doomed. We're doomed.
Sometimes I have a hard time with that, too, like forgiving self. Do you?
That was one of my biggest struggles, was forgiving myself. But, I mean, there's just, I've started... There's so much in the Bible. Anytime I started to doubt myself, like, there's just examples, you know, in the Bible. Like, no one would have thought Peter, you know. I seen a funny thing. It's meant to be funny, but it's you know, like half Peter, half Jesus, you know, because Peter cut the man's ear off. And,
yeah.
But that was the man upon which the rock that the church was built upon.
And he denied him. He'd been up at the Transfiguration.
Denied him three times. You know, that right there is forgiveness. So one of the things that made me stop doubting God and everything is like when I learned to forgive and, forgive myself. But I think I was mad. I was mad at my brother. I was mad at somebody in my life at this point. And my spiritual father, you know, he knew me. I still had my Irish temper came out a lot more than, you know, and I'm like, well, how dare he? You know, I had that. Like, you did me wrong kind of thing. And he said, real quick, he said,
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Apostle Joyce Cranfield. Please join me every Saturday at 8:45 a.m. for the Rose of Sharon Radio Ministry to hear a message from the Word of God.
In Psalms it says, only ask, and I'll give the nations to you as your inheritance. Lord, we ask for the nations. Give us clean hearts to desire the nations. Lift up your eyes to the harvest. The people are coming to light. Darkness is losing its power. The morning is breaking the night. Sing it with me. Lift up your eyes to the harvest. The people are coming to light. Darkness is losing its power. The morning is breaking the night. And you give me joy. You give me joy. You give me peace. You give me peace. You give me joy in the heart. Please go tomorrow. Purpose. My passion is winning the lost. My destiny's in the great harvest, and I'll reach it no matter the cost. So Lord, you have given me purpose. My passion is winning the lost. My destiny's in the great harvest, I'll reach it no matter the cost. And you give me joy, and you give me joy, and you give me peace, so that you give me peace, so that you give me joy in the harvest, peace for tomorrow, the world will know I'm truly yours. I'm truly yours, Lord. Say joy comes in the morning. No, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Let me hear you say, come on.
Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning.
Say peace comes in the morning, no peace comes in the morning. Peace comes in the morning. Let me hear you say, hey.
Peace comes in the morning. Peace, Lord. Peace comes in the morning. Let me hear you say.
Say, oh, oh,
oh.
Say, oh.
Thank you.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Crazy world.
How far
just gotta know how far.
How far is heaven?
Yeah, I just gotta know how far. In this place I'm living,
how far is heaven?
And I just got to have some faith and just keep on giving.
How far is heaven?
Yeah, Lord, can you tell me
how far is heaven?
'Cause I just gotta know how far. Yeah.
How far is heaven?
Yeah, Lord, can you tell me?
Yeah. Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon with the Father-Child Connection. It wasn't too long ago that there was a fierce debate about whether black lives matter, white lives matter, blue lives matter. I submit to you, however, that there is one thing that we all can agree on. Dads matter. Now, I am fully aware that some of you listening to me right now have mixed feelings when you hear that word, father. There are many, too many, who have had an abusive father or father figure, while others have experienced or are currently experiencing an absent father. This is one of the reasons we here at the Father-Child Connection take our mission so seriously and personally. Our mission is to empower fathers and father figures to establish, re-establish, or strengthen the connection between their children and themselves, as well as to prepare today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible fathers and father figures. Dads, you matter, both your presence as well as your absence. Some of you listening to me right now live with current regret because of past mistakes that you have made. Others live with the ever lingering hurt from not having a good father-child relationship when you were growing up. Here's the good news. It's never too late to start doing or saying the right thing. If you would like to hear more about how you can handle the past wounds of an absent or abusive father, please call 561-229-2379 or email us at thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
Yeah. came and rescued me, and where it brought me from.
I am nothing without Christ. He is everything to me. He's the reason that I live. He is my only need. I know I couldn't make it through one day without Jesus in my life. I am nothing, nothing without Christ. Oh.
Like a wave without a seashore, or a kingdom with no key.
Kingdom with no
without
key.
Jesus in my life, I know I wouldn't be complete.
I am nothing.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. you thought I was to die for. You sacrificed your life so I could be free. Hallelujah. Oh. Come on, somebody lift up the sound of worship in here.
You, I long. Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame now set apart for love displayed. The Savior's blood cascading down, that hill became a sacred ground. Oh, praise the name above all names, Jesus the Lamb, for sinners slain, Emmanuel, every knee will
every heart your cross redeemed, for every triumph over sin, for every time you gave us strength, for every time your love broke in, for every time you spared us and delivered us from death, for every escape from Satan's snares. Let your victories be recounted, let your mighty deeds be sung, let your greatness be exalted,